بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us and you the sincere intentions. The sins of the seven body parts. After we finished talking about the sins of the heart, we will start talking about the sins of the seven parts of the body. The following is a section in illustrating the sins of the abdomen. Among the sins of the abdomen is to consume the money of usurious gain, riba, that is, benefiting from what is a product of a usurious gain, riba, transaction, whether it is food that one consumes or other than that. The one who receives riba, the one who gives it, the one who writes it, the one who writes its document, and the one who is a witness of its contract are all sinful. To consume the money of taxes on trade, max, that is, what is imposed on people's trades and what is similar by some unjust rulers. To consume the money of others taken from them by force, ghasb, and to consume money from stealing, sariqa, that is, to take others' money stealthily. To consume anything taken through a deal unlawful by the Islamic law, shara, like some of the forbidden dealings previously mentioned. To consume alcohol, khamr, which is any intoxicating drink that alters the state of mind and causes intoxication. The punishment of the drinker who is free is 40 lashes, and the slave receives one half of that, which is 20 lashes. The caliph may add to that up to a maximum total of 80 as a disciplinary action, ta'zir, as it was done by our master Umar, may Allah raise his rank. To consume whatever is non-liquid, intoxicating substance, najas, filthy, such as blood, pork, and improperly slaughtered animal meat, and eating whatever is revolting, even if pure, not najas, filthy, such as semen and mucus. To unrightfully consume the money of the orphan, who is the non-pubescent child whose father died. Also, it is unlawful to consume the money of the waqfs, or the awqaf, in a way contrary to the conditions set by the one who established it. Hence, if a person dedicates a house as a waqf to shelter poor people, it would not be permissible for other than poor people to live in it. To consume what was given out of shyness, such as if one were to ask another to give him money in the presence of a group of people, knowing that one would not refuse him in their presence out of shyness, and not out of one's goodwill, because it is not permissible to take the money of a Muslim, regardless of how little, without his goodwill. The following is a section illustrating the sins of the eye. Among the sins of the eye are: for men to look at the faces and hands of marriageable women with desire. However, looking at their faces and hands without desire is not forbidden, because the face and the hands of a woman are not awra. And it is sinful for the above men to look at other parts, that is, other than the faces and hands of marriageable women, of their bodies, with or without desire. It is also unlawful to look at the unlawful nakedness, awrah, even if it was among the people of the same gender, such as for a man to look at what is between the navel and the knees of another man, or for a woman to look at what is between the navel and the knees of another woman. It is unlawful for the man and the woman to uncover the awrah, that is, the private parts of the man and what is between the navel and the knees for other than him, in private, needlessly, but is permissible to do so if there is a need, such as to cool off. On the other hand, one may look without a desire at other than the area between the navel and the knees of the non-marriageable person, mahrams, such as a father with his daughter, or the person of the same gender, such as a man with another man, or a Muslim woman with another Muslim woman, without desire, otherwise it would be unlawful. It is also unlawful to look down on a Muslim because he is poor, for example, and it is also unlawful to look into someone else's house in a way which bothers the house owner, or to look at something one kept hidden in a way it bothers one for others to look at without one's permission. We ask Allah Ta'ala to protect our eyes from the unlawful and to protect our bodily parts, and Allah Ta'ala knows best. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.